So the latest from Guantanamo Bay's military tribunals on the trial of 9/11 planner Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not great news for the $12 million government high-tech upgrade for Gitmo. At the first hearing, an electronic censorship button was pushed, blocking out the proceedings to journalists and other spectators. There was no explanation. Even the judge was confused. And this sort of judiciary by improv quality to Gitmo was just the kind of thing Jennifer Daskal said a while ago was a reason to close Gitmo as President Obama pushed for the Guantanamo Bay detention facility to be shut down.
There is going to have to be a serious international cooperation to solve the problem of Guantanamo. And there is going to need to be a willingness by the international community and the U.S. to work together to find solutions for those detainees who can't be sent back home because of real legitimate fears that they would be tortured upon return.
Well, that international cooperation was never found. For her efforts, Daskal was branded a member of the Al-Qaeda 7, a mocking term used to describe Department of Justice lawyers, and she was in DOJ at the time, sympathetic to prisoners at the detention facility. Her perspective has since changed. Jennifer Daskal is now a fellow and adjunct professor at Georgetown Law Center. She joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So is this an epiphany that, Gitmo should stay open, or are you bowing, like lawyers often do, to the cruel logic of reality?
So my underlying perspective is essentially the same, that Guantanamo should eventually be closed, but it needs to be closed responsibly. And the current legal and political climate is such that all three branches of the U.S. government agree that there is a core group of Guantanamo detainees who are not feasible for prosecution. They can't be tried and are deemed too dangerous to be released. And that closing Guantanamo right now doesn't mean transferring or prosecuting all the detainees. It means simply shifting some core set of detainees to another place where most likely they will be held in worse conditions than they are currently.
So let's talk about that consensus on the part of the three branches of government. I mean, I guess the White House was last to the table here. First, Congress expressed its views. The courts have not ruled definitively, but they certainly have said, you know, there's no other place for these folks. The White House has even closed the office you used to work in that was all about planning for the closing of Gitmo. What was the sea change on the part of the White House?
So I think the White House came in committed to the notion of that Guantanamo should be closed. And I think that there's many officials who continue to think that. My concern is that closing Guantanamo simply means moving a subset of detainees to the United States where they continue to be held in law of war detention or detention without charge and in conditions that are much worse than Guantanamo currently exists. Guantanamo in 2002 stood for four things. It stood for torture. It stood for inhumane conditions of confinement. It stood for a legal black hole, a place where detainees were held without any judicial review whatsoever of their detention. And it stood for a place where detainees were held pursuant to the laws of war without charge. Three of those four problems have gone away. There's no more torture. The conditions have, while not perfect, they've improved significantly. And detainees, thanks to the intervention of the Supreme Court, now are able to challenge the legality of their detention before courts. They have lawyers. It's no longer a legal black hole. So what you're left with is detention without charge or detention pursuant to the laws of war. And it's my perspective that unless and until the conflict with Al-Qaeda, which is justifying these detentions, is deemed to have come to an end, closure of Guantanamo simply means shifting some core subset of detainees to another place where they continue to be held pursuant to the laws of war or detained without charge.
But that process of transfer will not be subject to the rules of evidence or tribunals or the judiciary. It will simply be something that the White House decides to do by fiat or Congress decides to do if it has to fund it, right?
Right. So any closure would simply mean moving. There's a group of detainees. There's 166 detainees left at Guantanamo. Some have been cleared for transfer. And I think it's disheartening, actually, that the office, it's not the office that I worked in, it was the office at the State Department, was closed because that was the office that was really working very hard and often very effectively to transfer detainees out of Guantanamo, that group of detainees who have been cleared for transfer. There's another group of detainees who are slated for prosecution by military commission. And then there's a third group of detainees who, by the Obama administration's own determination, are not feasible for prosecution and too dangerous to be released.
All right. Let's just say I'm one of your students at Georgetown. You're an adjunct fellow and professor at Georgetown Law Center. And you previously worked as the counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for National Security at DOJ. You served as a counsel to the Assistant Secretary General for National Security. And you were the senior counterterrorism counsel for Human Rights Watch. Okay, with all that experience, I'm one of your students. I raise my hand and say, please convince me, how is this new Guantanamo Bay Detention Center not a black hole? What would you say?
Well, I think that Guantanamo, to the extent that detainees are held for a very long time pursuant to the laws of war, that remains an ongoing problem. But the solution to that problem is shifting the debate about that conflict and talking about the conflict with al-Qaeda and the need for there to be a point where, as the former the former counsel to the Department of Defense, general counsel to the Department of Defense, Jay Johnson, said in a speech at the end of November, that war should be an extraordinary state of affairs and that the United States should not be in the business of being in indefinite wars, and that at some point, hopefully, there will be, in his words, a tipping point at which point al-Qaeda and its associates are sufficiently strategically defeated that they no longer pose a type of threat that allows the United States to continue to assert that it's in an armed conflict with these groups. And once that happens, then the justification for holding these detainees goes away.
But none of that is legal. None of that involves judges or courts. It just involves a circumstance that the Pentagon is going to arbitrarily determine on its own.
Well, it's quite possible that courts will get involved. This was the issue with respect to the case that was before the court of the case of Hamdi, the U.S. citizen who was held in Guantanamo. And the courts at that point ruled, the Supreme Court ruled, that his detention was legitimate pursuant to the law of war because there was what looked like a traditional conflict going on with boots on the ground in Afghanistan. There is no doubt in my mind that as the United States pulls out of Afghanistan and that conflict no longer looks, there's no longer any place that looks like a traditional battlefield, that there will be challenges, court challenges, to the question as to whether or not the United States remains in an ongoing armed conflict. And it's certainly possible that the courts could get involved and conclusively resolve that question.
Jennifer Doskal, thanks so much, fellow and adjunct professor at Georgetown Law Center, who's changed her view, modified her perspective on Guantanamo Bay needing to be closed. She certainly says today that it needs to be closed responsibly and needs to remain open until some other factors that she described with us actually take place. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thank you.